There we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Heaven bringing it in. It is Derek, but Felix, along with Colin, War Kennedy, as we bring in a football madness, folks, on a Friday into Saturday morning, an overnight show, half an hour live. Numbers 424-675-8226. And we're going to do NFL picks. We're going to do some NFL Week 3 picks. We're going to talk about do you even want to talk about the debacle that was the Texans? The Patriots.
We can talk about it. Sure.
I didn't really watch it, to be honest. Maybe I just had a feeling that the Patriots sold them. But what happened? What happened in that?
I don't know how the Patriots defense is so good. Yeah, the Patriots defense was really good. It looked good. Houston can usually score some points. You know.
And
give them some
as
credit.
You say that, I've got this awful Giants game on, and whoever the pitcher is for the Giants, he just walked the Padres on four pitches on with the bases loaded to make it 4-2. So things go from bad to worse for the fading Giants, for my dad's Giants. But it's almost like with the Patriots, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. Like you said, the defense is good. And Blunt had two big runs, two touchdowns. And their quarterback, who's their quarterback going to be for the next game? Because they don't have a quarterback right now. Their third stringer got hurt. So who will be the quarterback? Will it be Julian Edelman? What will the Patriots do as far as the quarterback situation when they face the Bills? And does it matter?
It's pretty bad for the Bills, I think, unfortunately.
They're
going to be probably
0-3,
and then they have to play New England next week. Is that what you're saying? They're playing they're probably going to lose to Arizona.
Yeah, they've got –
they're playing
got
New
the
England
D-backs.
Next week.
They got – last up the D-backs. I'm sorry, wrong sport. We do baseball too. But they got the Cardinals. This might be one of those games that maybe they could surprise people in. Arizona is traveling to Buffalo. It's a must-win game. I mean, they fired their offensive coordinator. The highest-paid offensive coordinator in football got fired after 2 weeks, which if that's not Buffalo Bills, I don't know what is. I don't know. The Buffalo Bills are so weird and unpredictable, and I don't really know what to say when it comes to the Buffalo Bills. But they still have an excellent quarterback, an electronic quarterback in T-Mobile, as they like to call him. I still think that in terms of releasing Carlos Williams, I think that hurts the running game. And he still hasn't caught on with anybody else. But they have Shady McCoy. They're going to need more from Shady McCoy.
He hasn't really panned out, has he?
Yeah. What about Sammy Watkins?
As far as
him
winning, I guess he's been doing all right. But.
Yeah. Sammy Watkins, he did not finish last week's game. So who knows if
he's
going to play.
He's kind of hurt. Yeah. Seems like he can't stay healthy.
It seems like the Bills just, they just don't have any luck, They don't have any luck at all. They just have no luck. And it's really tough to win. It's tough to compete when you're always having players go down. Like, they had their first two draft picks get hurt this year, so they were out of commission right away. They had another one of their key defensive players go down, out of commission. They have one of their pass rushers, and he goes checks himself into rehab. And this is who the Buffalo Bills are. You know, and it just seems like this happens every year to the Bills. You know, usually the Bills can get off to good starts, but it started off really bad for them. I have to hear from Rob Davis all the time, retirement Rob, and Brian Sanhorn, who is the, as I call him, the Riddler, because you never know where Brian Sanhorn, what he's thinking is, but how they always have a tough schedule. But at some point, you know, this century, we're in the year 2016. At some point, they have to take care of their schedule. They have to have better luck, and they got to make the playoffs. I mean, how many teams? Is there another franchise that's missed the playoffs every year since the start of the century? I mean, we really have to start breaking it down.
I don't think so.
I mean, are we going to start going up and down to figure out, you know, what franchise hasn't made the playoffs since the start of the century? I think even the Cleveland Browns might have made the playoffs. I don't know. Let's check. I'm going to check. You know what? I'm pretty sure they did. I'm going to check anyway. I want to know if there's any other franchise that's missed the playoffs every year. Every year since.
I can't think of any.
Since the start of the 21st century. And this is something that is hard to believe. And I can't believe that we're talking about
maybe.
This. You know, Jacksonville probably. Well, actually, that might be a good candidate. Considering, let's see. I'm looking at the Browns right now. I'm just looking at the Browns. Yeah, the Browns last appeared in the playoffs in 2002. So they were in the playoffs in 2002. And they've been back in the league since 1999. So they were in the playoffs. And now you said the Jacksonville Jags, right? Yeah, I think even Jacksonville probably made it once.
I don't remember them ever playing a playoff game.
The last time I remember them playing a playoff game.
Back in the 90s, though, and they had Mark Brunell and all.
Mark Brunell.
I don't know how long
they had
that.
Mark Brunell. They had Jimmy Smith.
Keenan McCardell. They had some players.
What about
Fred Taylor?
You had Fred Taylor.
Was that 2000s? I don't know. It seems like it was longer
Fred
than
Taylor,
that. Maybe not.
Yeah, they still had some bad teams, though. So, I mean, you know. We're talking about just not being able to make the playoffs every year. And it's kind of, it's hard to believe, to be honest. It really is hard to believe. Jacksonville doesn't draw much in terms of attendance, obviously. You know, they can't really draw, and it's tough right now for them to draw. Jacksonville Jaguars, a professional team that's hasn't had a lot of success. You're not going to believe this, but the Jaguars left the pair of the playoffs in 2007. They've made the playoffs twice since the century, 2005 and 2007. Okay, and they were in the playoffs in 99, the same year the Bills lost in that game that will not be discussed by Brian Sanhorn. Or Rob Davis. I'm trying to call in. We are discussing a hot topic. I'm trying to encourage JPG to call in. The Bills might be the only team.
JP anti-NFL, though.
JPG really hates... make the NFL playoffs in this century. Hey, remember when the Rams used to be good? Yeah, after the century.
Yes.
Kurt Warner, okay? So they certainly had some success. I mean, hey, even the Bucks won a Super Bowl. Remember that? They beat the Raiders. So that means the Raiders were in the playoffs a couple of times. Remember the Raiders lost to the Patriots in that, like, weird game? And then they made the Super Bowl.
That was robbery.
You know what? It probably was. And as you say that, I'm watching the hapless Giants, and they are now down by the score of 7-2 against the Padres. This is just hideous. Oh, brother. Hideous. Who wants that last playoff spot? You know, the Pirates won again tonight. Maybe JPG's right. Maybe the Pirates will sneak in as that on the wild card. I don't know. I mean, with the way the Giants and Cardinals are playing, who knows? This is a football show. I linked it up to you. We caught the end of the Utah game against the USC Trojans. USC basically is a fraud. You know, ever since Pete Carroll left and hid from all the violations of went to Seattle so he could have some violations there and blow a Super Bowl. USC is an overrated college and can't do anything right. They blew a game tonight at Utah, chance to maybe get back to 500. And Utah scored a touchdown with 16 seconds left to win. Utah's 4-0. So the Utah Utes win the game 31-27. They're 4-0, and the USC Trojans, Colin, a team that was ranked and thought to be a team that could compete in the opening game and got smoked by Bama, they're 1-3. So, where's Nate? Where's Nate Sousa at? That's what I want to know. Where is nasty Nate Sousa? Is he arresting any minorities or whatever? Or who knows? Battling some crime? Who knows? But he's a cop. He's actually a cop. You could believe that. But can you imagine Nate Sousa as a cop?
I can't. I can't imagine Nate Sousa as a cop.
I'd be scared to death. I really would. There's not a lot of college football, you know, on Thursday. I think you had Clemson, and I think Clemson with led by Deshaun, what's his last name? Taylor? Deshaun Taylor? I can't think. I think they won. They were winning. So, but you don't have a lot of football games of note. TCU, of course, Clemson beat Georgia Tech 26-7. Utah won, and I think TCU whooped up on SMU. Yeah, I'm looking at the rankings here. Do you know that my Hurricanes are actually ranked 15th right now? They haven't beaten anybody yet, so I'm kind of tentative when it comes to that, because their schedule gets a lot tougher. They got at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech lost and got shut down by Clemson. We got a good coach in there, as you know. You know what? Let's see how they do when the schedule gets tough, okay? The idea that they're ranked 15th in the top 20, that's a foreign concept to me. I'm not used to seeing them even ranked, okay? So they haven't beaten anybody, really. They did take Appalachian State seriously, and they kicked their ass. But, you know, the Hurricanes, they have to prove it to me, all right? They got to prove to me. And I don't think we have a great quarterback. I don't think Brad Kappa, K.I., is so good. They have to prove to me, right, that they're back. Is the defense that good under Mark Richt? These are questions that I have. But they're at Georgia Tech, so they're off this week at Georgia Tech, and then Florida State at home. They haven't beaten Florida State in about 6 or 7 years. So
they have a chance this year, I think.
They have a chance this year. After what happened to Florida State, where they got stampeded by Louisville, Lamar, what's his last name? He freaking destroyed them. Yes.
Jackson.
Yeah. He might be one of the candidates for the Heisman, actually. So, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself when it comes to this, obviously. But when they hired this guy, I was like, and you give him the stamp approval, and this is a guy that used to be part of the Hurricane staff when they were good, and Coach Georgia, I was like, you know what? This sounds like a good hire, you know? A hire that could maybe make a difference with the Hurricanes program. So they have not had a lot of success in the ACC. I just like to see them get back to being a team that could get into a bowl game and win a bowl game, for crying out loud. Every time they get to a bowl game, they get murdered. They don't win bowl games, this franchise anymore, this program.
I can see them ending up with a similar record as Georgia and playing them in a bowl game, Miami, you know?
Brother, imagine if that really happened. Yeah, that would be a war of words.
Well, why wouldn't it, you know?
You know what? That would be fun, actually.
I
was thinking of Deshaun Watson, of course. Deshaun Watson, the quarterback, the outstanding quarterback for Clemson. That's who I was thinking of. You have Lamar Jackson, of course, who is putting up a lot of yardage. And a guy that I like, but Rob Davis now calls him the next Johnny Manziel. He might be right. Chad Kelly, who is an interesting quarterback to watch, but his team has lost 2 out of 3 games so far, including an entertaining game against Alabama last week. I guess with college football, it's always interesting. The games can change just like that. You know, Florida State, if they didn't have that rally, they would have 2 losses and be totally out completely. But they got beat down so bad by Louisville. That's like 2 losses, basically. And since we are talking football, just going to look at some of the matchups really quick here. Oh, Alabama's facing a really tough opponent tomorrow at noon. At high noon, they host Kent State. The Golden Flashes visit the Crimson Tide.
Oof.
Should be a
that game will be over in a Golden
right
Flash.
There. A barn burner. Hey, remember the Wisconsin Badgers who upset and beat LSU? They're visiting Michigan State in one of those classic Big Ten matches at 12. That could be a good game. Maybe I'll follow that on my phone while I'm at work. And your Georgia Bulldogs. They got to face Ole Miss.
Tough game.
You know what? I got this feeling that Ole Miss is probably going to beat you there. But I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I hope
that SEC road game is really tough.
And Ole Miss, I still think Ole Miss is one of those teams, especially with 2 losses. I don't think that's a team you want to try to beat in that situation. But that's the situation that you face, okay? So, and Ole Miss is still ranked, which tells you what they think of Ole Miss. Because Ole Miss is competitive as hell, and they can put up points. Florida State faces undefeated South Florida. South Florida is undefeated? What? Oh, brother.
They're not too bad, I don't think.
You know, Michigan's got a good team this year. They're 3-0. They're hosting the Penn State Nittany Lions. Brian's former.
Didn't that
former
used to
college.
Be like a huge thing, you know?
Oh,
and,
it used to be.
Hush, hush. Penn State football is all calling the hush.
Here's an old rivalry. An old rivalry, and they're both 3-0. The Florida Gators and the Tennessee Volunteers in Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to that one. Tennessee hasn't beaten them in forever.
And that's one
of
those
I hate Florida. I just hate Florida.
Yeah, I know you hate Florida.
So, yeah, it'll be a good day tomorrow.
Rob hates Florida, too. So
I really hate Florida.
LSU in a 6 o'clock game at Auburn. Auburn is off to a 1-2 start, but it is a home game. Who knows? Houston's 3-0. They're a team that's been off to a good start so far at Texas State. Nebraska at Northwestern. Baylor at home against Oklahoma State. That could be one of those. I think that could be a real high-scoring game. Night game, Stanford at UCLA. Anytime you get to watch McCaffrey run the ball, I'm all in on that. Louisville against the world beater at Marshall. Remember, Marshall used to have Brandon Moss and produced a few players. Late game, Arkansas against A&M. I think that could be good. It could be a high-scoring game. And your late-night game is Washington at Arizona. These are just some games that I'm looking at here. You know what? You actually do have some matchups that could be competitive. So that's a look at the college football. As far as the NFL goes, we've got week 3. This is the football madness. So if you're listening, it's Derek and Colin doing football madness, doing football badness, and making some picks and predictions. Let's take it away. All right. I highlighted a few matchups. The first one involves my team, involves the Giants, and they're hosting. They are hosting the 0-2 Redskins, the Redskins who won the NFC East or the NFC East last year, in need of a win. Players already starting to criticize Kirk Cousins. Hey, Kirk Cousins got you a division last year. I don't think that's too fair. The Redskins are off to a shaky start. The Giants have looked pretty good so far. They did turn over the ball a few times last week, though. So they have to kind of quicken that up. The defense looks a little bit better. It's a home game. The Redskins need the football game. I'm looking at the points here. It's Giants by 3.5. Look, whenever you're talking about the Giants and points, I always say take the opposition. So I'm only going to go plus Washington here. And I'm not saying the Giants can't win the game. At home, they can win the game. And the Redskins, if the Redskins had a run game, I would say the Redskins have an advantage. The Redskins don't have a running game, to be honest. Rashard Jennings has run the ball pretty solid so far. I actually think the Giants are going to win this game. And I hope I'm not wrong about this, because it's a 1 o'clock game, and this is one of those letdown games. It's a game against a team that's desperate, okay? They're desperate, the Redskins, so they need this game. Would it surprise me if the Giants lost? Not at all. They've surprised me already by winning the first two games. I'm picking the Giants, but I'm going with the Redskins on the points. So I'm going Redskins plus 3.5. But I think the Giants will find a way to win it.
Yeah, I'll take the Giants, actually, minus the points. I'll lay it. I think they can beat them by a touchdown. And the Redskins are... they're not bad, but I think they're demoralized in a way. I mean, I don't know how you get out of 0-2 mentality. It's tough. Going on the road, playing a 2-0 team, with a lot of confidence.
Seems like they have they're fighting already. And I'm just thinking to myself, this is a team that won a division last year. What's happened?
Yeah, this could be the fuse detonation type thing for the Redskins.
I really thought the Redskins would be good this year. If they win, they can get back to they could get back in it. Now Arizona, as we said, a 1-1 team against the Buffalo Bills. Arizona's got their favorite Arizona by a field goal. They got Arizona by a field goal. Honestly, I think they got too much offense. I think they got too much defense. I don't care that they're a West Coast team and they're playing in Buffalo. Buffalo's got to show me something here for me to pick them. And until Buffalo shows me something, I'm not picking them. I'm picking the Cards to win this game outright by a touchdown.
I would think so.
The
Jets, they moved the ball all over Buffalo last week. They were throwing it, Arizona's got a really good vertical offense, the passing game.
The Bills' defense better come up with a strategy here. They better show up ready. This is a 1 o'clock game. So, I'm not saying the Bills cannot pull it off, because it is an early game. They change coordinators. Maybe it's the fire they need. I don't know, man. Unless they force Carson Palmer into some turnovers and get some takeaways and get points off turnovers, I don't see it. I think the Bills are in real trouble.
Yeah, I do too. You can't really – the logical thing says to take Arizona,
I just don't see it right now. And I hope I'm wrong about that. I do hope. I like to see the Bills win. Now here's I overlooked this matchup. This is a good matchup, actually. Got the Broncos. They're 2-0. With the rookie Simeon, and they're great defense at the Bengals. This could be a preview of an AFC title game, for crying out loud. You want to talk about physicality? You have physicality in this matchup. Two teams that will ground it out. Low scoring, probably. They got the Bengals favored by 3.5. I think that line's about right. I think that Denver is pretty solid. I do. I actually think they probably I think they're probably better overall. But something tells me that Andy Dalton's going to have a good game, and maybe the kid Simeon slips up. He's thrown three interceptions already. I'm going to go with the Bengals to win this and to cover the 3.5 and win by at least 6. I'm going with the Bengals to go to 2-1 and make the and give the Broncos their first.
Yes. Usually on a, like you say, it was it'll be a low scoring game. I would kind of lean towards getting points, you know. But
yeah.
The Bengals could beat them by three or four easily. So I don't know. I
can
think
you,
the Bengals will win the game.
Can you make a case for the Broncos here? Maybe the defense forced some turnovers.
Yeah,
their
defense
probably.
Is good enough to keep them in any game, you know. So,
yeah.
It's going to be a tough road environment for Simeon, but you know they still got some players on offense. You know, it's not like they're depleted completely. You know, they got
a
good defense.
And this is a game where the Packers covered off a loss in which Rodgers turned over the football a few times. I thought that didn't happen, according to Rob Davis. But they're hosting the Lions. You know, the Lions are one of those weird teams, though, you know, where you don't know what they're going to do week to week. Last week, they lost at home to Mariota. So, like, I mean,
Green Bay usually beats the bricks off of Detroit.
You usually do.
Yeah, historically.
You know what? And the odds makers believe that's going to happen. They have the Packers favored by a touchdown. It's in Lambeau Field. It's a Fox game. It's Sunday. It's in Lambeau. 47-100.
Yeah, I mean, Detroit loses in Lambeau usually every time, it seems like.
You know, Detroit can put up points.
I would go for that.
Detroit does put up points. They can.
I don't know about their defense. It's suspect.
I don't know about
their
defense. I kind of think, you know,
they lost their running back, too, I think. Abdullah, I think, is out. So I don't know what they're going to do running the ball. They've never really ran the ball much anyways, I guess.
Lay the points.
Yeah, I would go with Green Bay, probably.
Take the Packers.
I think so.
All right, so we're going Pack. All right. Now here's an interesting game, Oakland and Tennessee. You know, the Raiders, you know, I keep thinking that, you know, maybe this is the year, you know, maybe this is the year for them. And Tennessee, you know, they just had a great win, comeback win on Mariota. Mariota, actually, Carr and Cooper, Crabtree. You know, you've got two running backs there in Tennessee. Murray and the kid Henry is off to a slow start. I hope that turns around for him. Murray's actually done well so far, I see. It's two teams that I think are on the rebuild, you know, on the rebuild. And you got the Raiders' favorite in this game on the road by a point. This is just a pick'em game to me. As we do that, let's bring in John Giannorio with under 2 minutes left. A two-minute warning. Thank you, Colt, for calling in. Thanks for calling in. Thank you.
I'm here. I'm anti-football, though.
I know you're anti-football. We understand that. We're just doing picks right now. We've got another 15 minutes to play with. Anybody's listening and listen to Football Madness, listen to the last minute and a half live, or make sure you download the archive or listen to our podcast, just like you could do with baseball, with Yankees baseball. You know, Baby Bombers Live. 120 left. Do you have a pick, JPG, between the Raiders and the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee? Do you care about this game?
I do not.
Okay. Colin, I'm leaving it to you because I said it was a pick'em. Who do you like in this matchup?
I don't like either team really. Oakland has Tennessee is the worst football team to watch.
I'm just gonna go with Oakland. You know why I'm gonna go with Oakland? Because I think they're a little better, and I like, and they still have Janikowski, who's like 50 years old, or he's like 100 years old and kicking age, and he's still there.
He's like 50 years drunk.
Yeah, pretty much. So I'm just going to go with the Raiders in that one. JPG, we also did the Buffalo Bills hosting the Cardinals. Can you think of any reason that the Bills could win at home against the Cardinals? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, well said. And the primetime matchup is, it's not a primetime matchup, it's a 1 o'clock matchup. The Denver Broncos undefeated at the Bengals. Who do you like in that one?
I don't know. I don't know anything about the NFL.
This is what I love about JPG. He gives us such hard-hitting analysis. Would you agree that Aaron Rodgers will bounce back this week against the Lions and Matt Stafford?
Yes.
Okay. There we go. You know what? I think that JNF should have called into the show because him and JPG might have the same care and knowledge of the NFL right now. Okay. The next 1 o'clock matchup is this is a matchup everybody cares about. It is two hard-hitting teams. An hour before my hockey draft, there will be a matchup of matchups, folks. Yes, folks. Two teams. Gritty. Two teams. Nitty. Two teams that need a victory and don't need a tie. The Cleveland Browns, a franchise that's been jinxed forever, were on their fifth quarterback in 5 straight weeks against the Miami Dolphins with 1 quarterback and still without a win and still not able to win football games in Miami. Take it away, folks. Who will win the toilet bowl between the Browns and the Dolphins?
The Dolphins will embarrass themselves by not standing for the national anthem.
All right. Colin Kennedy, they actually favored the Dolphins by 9.5 points in this game. Oh, my. Have the Browns sunken that far?
I don't – what makes them think Miami's really that good? Cleveland almost won
Miami
the game last week,
points.
I guess.
They can't score points against anybody. Like, I don't
they
care
scored some
the
last week against New England.
I don't care who the quarterback is against for the Browns, whether even if it's not Josh McCown and it's some other guy. Oh, Kessler is the quarterback. I mean,
I have no idea who he is.
You know what? You know what? The hell with it. Screw it. I'm picking the upset. I'm going with an upset special. The Cleveland Browns find a way to beat the Dolphins and embarrass the Dolphins in Miami. Plus 9.5. The Browns win the game outright with their third-string quarterback by the name of Kessler. I'm just going to pick it. What the hell? Even though logic tells me the Dolphins should win because their defense is probably better, but I'm just going to pick. I'm going to go with the Browns in an upset. Why not?
You know, with all these third-string quarterbacks, someone should really see what Ken Dorsey's up to.
Did you have to go there? Did you?
Yeah, of course I did.
You know what? I have to give you credit there. You know, you don't like the NFL, but you did get a Ken Dorsey reference in, so I'm giving you credit, all right? All right. Here's a scintillating matchup. The Carolina Panthers, Mayan, who put up 45 points against the 49ers and needed them because they gave up 27 to the 49ers and Blaine Gabbert, host the injury-plagued Minnesota Vikings, and they're favored by a touchdown, by the way, without Adrian Peterson, but with Sam Bradford off to a good start. Oh, brother. I'm just going to say that the Carolina Panthers will win this game, and they will win this game handily. I think not having Peterson hurts the Vikings a lot, and I think the Panthers will put a whipping on them. They'll put a whooping on them. And your boy, Colin, your boy, who loves Kelvin Beltran, he's off to a good start. So, there you go. I think this will be a whooping. So, Panthers by a lot. By a lot. By at least 2 touchdowns.
You think so, man?
I do, actually.
Man.
I
sound
do.
Like Daniel. That sounds like a
Derek
Daniel Wheeler special.
Guy, man.
Yeah, I just have a feeling about this one.
Derek Wheeler going out.
Well, Are you going against me? Are you going to take my Wolves on?
I'm not going to pull for Carolina.
I'm not pulling for Carolina. But I actually think they're going to win pretty handily. Unless Cam Newton has a bad game. Or Scam Newton has a bad game. I don't know. If that's going to happen though at home.
Maybe they'll protest the game. That would be great.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, what's the deal?
Soros still has some money to spend.
You know, the final 1 o'clock game, Baltimore Ravens are 2-0. They've done it basically with defense. They don't have much offense to speak of. This is a trap game, actually. They're visiting the Jacksonville Jaguars. Remember you thought the Jags could give a game last week and they got smoked against the Chargers?
Believing in the Jaguars.
You know, they only give Baltimore a point in this game, okay? Baltimore gets a point.
I'm still going to pick the Jaguars. I like the Jaguars for some reason. I want them to win because they're so terrible.
For some reason, I'm going to pick the Jaguars also. I don't know why I would do that.
They'll beat somebody.
You know what? I still think Blake Bortles has a future. I'm kind of disappointed in T.J. Yeldon. I thought he would be better. I guess he's just another Jamba.
Blake Bortles has a future?
Blake Bortles, quarterback, yeah. Blake Bortles.
That guy sucks.
T.J. Yeldon has disappointed me, though, from the Alabama Crimson Tide. And, you know, and if Derrick Henry doesn't start, like, getting more carries, I'm gonna start rubbing it in Rob Davis's face about how Bama running backs just can't get it done. I mean, in the NFL. He's going to start hearing about that pretty soon. He might have to come out of retirement. We might force him back to come back on the line pretty soon. Jacksonville.
You didn't ask for my pick in the Carolina game. I'm very, very sad.
Do you have a pick for in this Carolina game? I mean,
I'm picking the Vikings, and I'm picking Dan to cry afterwards and to tell us all to pray for Charlotte.
Okay. Bro.
Man, you got to pray for Charlotte, man.
Do you care about Jacksonville having a chance to beat Baltimore, or it's just not going to happen?
I think that Jacksonville is not going to beat Baltimore.
Okay. All right. So then you pick Baltimore because they're favored by a point. All right. There are 4 o'clock games, actually. There's actually 5 4 o'clock games. Is that possible? That never happens. The first one is the San Francisco 49ers, who kicked the Rams' ass, and then they proceeded to fall apart and revert back to form. They're at Seattle to visit Russell Wilson and the Seahawks, who had the audacity of losing to the LA Rams and the LA Rams return. You know, the Seahawks are a team that does not cover, okay? They don't. They're favored by 10 points in this game, and I guarantee you they will not cover. They will not cover the spread. They don't, because Pete Carroll plays conservative football, and Pete Carroll is an overrated coach. Yeah, honestly,
yes.
I think the Seahawks should kick the crap out of the 49ers. I don't think the 49ers are any good. But if you give me gun to my head, I would take the 49ers plus 10 because the Seahawks have not proven that they can score a lot of points so far. So I'll go 49ers plus 10, and the Seahawks win an ugly game. That's my prediction for this game. Gentlemen, how about it?
Yeah, ugly game is right. Ugh.
Seahawks by 10? Or are you just going to go 49ers with the plus 10?
I don't even think the 10 points may not even be scored. So.
Oh, man.
Can I just root for Colin Kaepernick to be impaled?
Yeah, that's what I'm really hoping for.
If you want to. Yeah, he's taking a knee. He's bowing before God. I don't know. All right, so the next game is the streaking the red hot LA Rams without a quarterback. Without a quarterback and just Todd Gurley. Visiting the Tampa Bay Bucks, who reverted last week because in the same week where Florida State got their ass beat by Louisville by about 80,000 points, one of the worst losses in history, Jameis Winston had about 5 turnovers. I would expect the Bucks to be better this week. They're at home. They're against the Rams. They're favored by 5. I would expect Winston to be better. I would expect the Bucks to be better. I'm not a believer in the Rams, and I think the Bucks will win this game by more than 5 points. So give me the Bucks to go to 2-1.
Yeah, probably so. I hope not, but they're better than the Rams.
Hey, the LA Rams needed that win last week, though. Yeah, it was emotional for them. All right, we gotta be quick here because the show is going to die pretty soon. Ah, this is your favorite matchup, JPG. This is the one that you, Brian Sanhorn, and Rob Davis are all over. A battle of supremacy between Andrew Luck, the Colts at home, and the San Diego Superchargers with Phillip Rivers, the future Bears quarterback, according to Colin Kaepernick. The Colts have lost 2 in a row. Off to a bad start. They're only getting 1.5. The over-under is 51, and yes, go over on the over. There will be plenty of points to be scored in this game. Yeah, watch it be like a 12-7 game with like 9 turnovers between these guys. No, I really think these two guys could combine for about 700 passing yards and about maybe 6 or 7 touchdowns. It was possible. The Colts need the game. I'm not a fan of the Chargers. Well, I love Phil Rivers, but the Chargers on the road, 1.5 for the Colts. The Colts are going to win this game because they have to win the game. And because their division sucks, they'll win the game. That's where I go with this game, and it'll be a shootout. I'm going with the Colts 37, the Chargers 34, and maybe overtime too. That's my pick right there.
I'm taking
JPG.
San Diego.
Okay.
Yeah,
so JPG is going San Diego, right?
Yep.
All right.
Andy Austin will lose.
All right. These are just going to be blitz picks, okay? Who will win? Who will lose? The New York Jets or the Chiefs in Kansas City? Pick a winner, pick a loser.
Jets lose.
Jets lose. Chiefs win.
Jets lose.
All right, so we're all going Chiefs. All right, pick a winner, pick a loser. The Steelers 2-0 at the Eagles 2-0. With Troy Aikman sucking Carson, whatever his name's, dick. I don't know. Oh, I shouldn't say that, but
I hope that doesn't happen.
You know what? I'm picking the Steelers in the Battle of Pennsylvania. They're actually better than I thought they would be. Steelers for me. What do you guys say?
Steelers.
What say you guys? JPG?
Yep.
You have a care? Okay.
Steelers.
All right. Sunday night game. Do the Chicago
the
Bears have a do the Bears have a chance to beat the Cowboys? Yes or no?
Yes.
They do. I agree.
No.
JPG? Of course not. You know, I'm going to pick the Bears to win for some stupid reason. I don't know. Call me a retard, whatever you want to call me.
Okay,
I don't
retard.
Care. All right, and the last game, Falcons at the Saints. Saints with Breeze, Falcons with Matty Ice. Who will win? Who will lose?
Matty Ice will win.
Matty Ice will win.
Matty
I agree.
Will lose.
Okay.
Drew
All
Breeze
right,
will have 5
it.
Garbage time touchdowns. But he'll be down by 7.
That's going to do it for this show. Do you have any final words, JPG, about football?
Yeah, it sucks. Roger Goodell should go to hell.
Yeah.
The only thing I have to say is that Troy Aikman sucks. And, I don't know, Phil Simms is getting worse by the minute. War, do you want to say anything about football or college football?
Joe Buck sucks.
I hope Penn State wins this week just to annoy Sanhorn. Good night. Good night, guys.
All right.